The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Happy New Year to everybody. We're going to be looking ahead to Thursday's action on this edition on the 2nd of January. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Mick Norton to look ahead to the action. Happy New Year to you, Mick.
Yes, thanks, Alex, and Happy New Year to all our listeners as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Fingers crossed it'll be a prosperous one for those of them that enjoy...
A healthy and prosperous one.
Yes, definitely. Lovely to be here to look ahead to the action on Thursday. Safe to say that the action on Thursday not as strong as New Year's Day's action, but nevertheless, we... hopefully salvage a few winners.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the two Jim's cards is under a bit of a cloud as we speak, with the going already described as heavy, and with Huntingdon having lost their Boxing Day meeting through flooding, we decided to have a look at the flat action, Alex.
Yeah, we're going to look at three races at Southwell. Obviously, as Mick mentioned, the air already heavy with, I think, 10 millimetres expected. Huntingdon, I don't think it's in as much danger, but nevertheless, we don't want to preview something that isn't going to be there. This podcast being recorded around 10 a.m. on New Year's Day. So we are going to look at three races at Southwell. First things first, Mick, though, we'll just touch on a few things that the Racing Post mentioned today. One quite important thing, Alan King is to close down his yard for around a week or so. His team haven't been in good form, and it is sort of a... it's not something you want to see, but nevertheless, if it gets things right, you know, if it needs that time off to get things right, then surely he's doing the right thing there.
Yes, he did have a dead heater at Warwick on Tuesday, didn't he? Suggesting whatever it is that ails them isn't affecting them all. But obviously there's something amiss. And, since... around Hennessy time, wasn't it? They've been a bit patchy, haven't they? One or two of them been running inexplicably badly, and he's obviously concerned about something. And the best way to just shut the shop and let it come right. It will do.
Yeah, definitely. And on the other hand, a few pages later in the Racing Post, Nicky Henderson's run since Sprinter Sacra's defeat at Kempton reads first, second, second, first.
Yes, incredible run of success, isn't it?
Not a bad little run, that, is it? Yeah. So he'll be looking to continue that.
Yeah.
One other thing here, Mick. Something that we mentioned off air. We weren't sure if we were going to talk about it, but it is here on page 8 of the Racing Post. Davy Russell's retainer with Giggenstown Stud has come to an end. No replacement named as of yet. Does this news surprise you, or do you think it's been coming?
I think they just... they've got a lot of horses with a lot of different trainers. They've all got their own jockeys, haven't they? And maybe they're just going to... I don't know. I'm only speculating.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to operate without a retained rider.
Just work with those...
Whoever rides for for the stable that their particular horses are with. I mean, there are one or two... names who do spring to the fore, the likes of Brian Cooper, of course, attached to the Desi Hughes yard, but he's lost the ride on R. Connor due to the various owner retainership situation. So it's all a little bit up in the air. I'm sure Davy will continue to ride for the stable, for the owner, I should say. And but it's... if somebody does land that job, it's a big job.
It is indeed, yeah.
I just wonder how they're going to play it. That time will tell, won't it?
Yeah. And obviously you'd expect Davy Russell will continue to get rides elsewhere. There's certainly nothing wrong with his skills in the plate.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it just could be, you know, these things happen, don't they?
Sometimes you just need to freshen things up.
Returned riders and stuff, and I'm sure Davy will see him plenty of times in the gig in Stone Colours. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw him on a winner on Tuesday, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, then. Oh, my voice. What happened there? Became a man there, Mick. Okay, we are going to look at three contests on the 2nd, on Thursday, at Suddle. We'll kick things off at 12:30 with a handicap over 6 furlongs. 10 runners down to go to post here, Mick. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, this is quite a good little opener, isn't it? This 6 furlong sprint handicap. Lex's Hero is getting back to something like his best for his new trainer, Richard Fahey, and it was very encouraging to see him run so well on his first Fibre Sands start under Sammy Joe Bell to go down narrowly to map in time on the Fibre Sand a few days ago. Map in time had run well on the Fibre Sand before, so he was going down to a horse with Fibre Sand experience. And the handicap has nudged him up £2 for that. But this time 12 months ago, Alex, he was rated in the high 80s and wouldn't even have been eligible for this. And I'm taking him to end a losing run that dates back to June 2011 under today's rider, Jamie Spencer. His only ride at the track on the day. And that was off a mark of 95.
Oh, wow.
So it looks as though Richard's getting him back to something like his best, and he's got a great chance if he just continues that level of progress. And it was encouraging him to see him run so well on his only Fibre Sands start to date.
Yeah, and obviously very interesting that Jamie Spencer there just for that one ride.
Yeah.
What do you see as dangers here, Mick? We've got Burnhope.
Yeah, Burnhope does rate a danger. He's yet to score in 4 runs here, but that doesn't tell the whole story. He wasn't far behind Lex's Hero the last time. And
I'd argue wasn't given the best ride last time either. He ended up on the far rail, which
absolutely
is not really where you want to be.
He's actually £2 better off with Lex's Hero for a length and a half. And he has won off higher marks than this in the past. So, you know, I wouldn't put anybody off backing Burnhope, but it certainly looks a major frame candidate, doesn't he? And Tom Quigley is a very good jockey booking. And yeah, he's probably rates the danger to Lex's Hero. Stable companion of Burnup, Caddo Pearl, would be a danger on his best, but he's becoming increasingly difficult to predict what's going to happen next with Caddo Pearl. Certainly got an attractive mark, got the track form, everything except his consistency. So I'm going to leave it to Lex's Hero and hope that I think Jamie's been tempted up there for a reason, hasn't he? And he was on board when he last won back in 2011.
Okay, then. The pick there is Lex's Hero in the 12:30. Next up is the 1 o'clock from Suddle. It is a handicap over 5 furlongs with 11 runners down to go to post.
Yeah, good. The fields have held up really well, haven't they?
They have actually. And this certainly has an open look to it. Obviously, the sprint course at Suddle is... it can be a bit of a lottery. A lot depends on how you get away, I suppose. What do you fancy here?
Well, I mean, I think Sir Geoff is a good starting point. He comes here in good form, goes well for this boy, Matthew Hopkins. He can run off the same mark as when he finished a close third of 11 behind Thorpe Bay 4 days ago. And he's down a grade from class 5 into class 6. And I think combination of things, I think he looks to have a good chance of gaining his third course and distance win here. As I say, it does go well for this boy. He was on board for his last win. That was a couple of outings ago. And another big run is on the cards. He's drawn 7, which is never a bad place to be. You think you'd sooner be towards the stand side than the far side, wouldn't you, on certain days at Southwell?
Yeah. Well, it sort of It depends very much on the day, doesn't it?
So yeah,
the,
very much it, so.
If you've been watching the previous races, you can often spot trends, and the winners do seem to come from the same place. So,
no, I think
Sir Geoffrey with strong claims.
Yeah, I think Sir Geoffrey's got plenty going for him. Max the Machine only went down by a short head here 2 weeks ago, and a reproduction off that would see him on the premises, and he did break his maiden here. I think he just needs to improve again if he's going to be involved, Max the Machine. But it does look as though he's taking a shine to the Fibre Sand, and that's always a big plus, isn't it, having your armoury. But now one of the dark horses probably of the race is only 10%. He bids for a fourth course win, although his three previous wins were at 7 furlongs. And 5 furlongs does look, on the limited evidence, admittedly, on the sharp side for him. But he's very well treated these days. And the fact that they're persevering at 5 is interesting. He's probably the dark horse of the race if you wanted to take the chance that he's going to be as effective at 5 as he is at 7. The evidence is too limited to say yay or nay, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
But I think he's a very well handicapped horse, so keep an eye on him.
Okay, then. So if I was to push you for a pick here, Mick?
I'm going to stay with Sir Geoffrey. Less questions to answer.
Yeah. Okay, then. The steady Sir Geoffrey there in the 1 o'clock. The final race that we'll look at is the 2 o'clock. It is a handicap over 7 furlongs. 10 runners go to post for this one, or hopefully they do anyway.
Yeah, it's a class 4 contest.
Yeah, it's a slightly better race, this.
Yeah.
And that's reflected in some of the entries, some consistent enough types. And a fair bit of course form coming to the table as well.
Yeah, Maggie Pink can add to her trainer's great record here at the track, Michael Appleby. On her one and only previous visit to the track, she just failed to deny a £6 penalty she'd picked up for the win the time before in finishing second behind Pootown. And that was encouraging for her, you know, for her future on Fibre Sand. And she got back to winning ways at Wolverhampton last time. And although this is her first run in the 70s and only her second try in Class 4, she could well be up to it, you know. So I do like her attitude, the way she went about her business at Wolves last time, and that was encouraging, the way that she just failed to deny that £6 penalty on her previous visit to the track. So Maggie Pink will probably get the vote. Tuno Bids returns to the scene of his last win 2 outings ago. He is off a £5 higher mark, but did run well off this mark at Wolverhampton last time when he finished a close fourth of 11 behind Powerful Pierre, suggesting that this lofty-looking mark may not be beyond him.
Mm.
But again, there's a dark horse here lurking, and it's called Televoy. He was given a rating of 92 when he first came to these shores after leaving Italy. Couldn't hack that, but he did run off a mark of 80 at Chester last August and wasn't beaten far behind course specialist Dubai Hills on his first Fibre Sand run.
That was a Class 2 event as well.
Exactly. He's back down into Class 4. His mark has crept back into the 70s. He can run off 78 on Thursday. And the booking of Adam Kirby suggests to me that they mean business.
It's a real eye catcher, that, isn't it?
So I'd be just watching out and having a keeping an eye on the market for that. And Ian Williams, a very shrewd operator, isn't he?
Mm.
The trainer. So just keep an eye on that one. He's certainly too well handicapped these days to ignore. And with Kirby in the form he's in, if the money came for that, it might even put me off Maggie Pink and switch to him, or even have touched my bets. Certainly have a saver on him. Maggie Pink gets the vote at this moment in time, but the market might persuade me otherwise on Thursday afternoon.
Mm. Of course, it generally does pay to just stick with the Appleby runners at Sutherland, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean,
They are rock solid there.
Whatever happens, Maggie Pink won't be far away, that's for sure.
Okay then, Mick, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck.
Yeah, the more I looked into those South Hole races, the more fascinating they got.
Yeah, there are some really interesting insights there. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening. And Mick, you're back in on Friday, is that right?
Sunday, Monday.
Not Friday at all, then?
No, not Friday at all.
Okay, then. See you then, Mick.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.